So you're going to do this acoustic show, mm-hmm. right? Why is that different for you? Why is this kind of a different thing?
It's pretty intentional. I'm from originally a metal rock alternative hard rock band. I wouldn't say full on metal because I'm not like a screamer or anything like that. I actually sing. It just happens to be pretty heavy music. But I had a friend that was also in a metal band. He started playing acoustic shows about, I'd say, a year ago. And he'd asked me if I wanted to do a show with him. And I was like, oh, I'm not playing in a band right now. I don't even have a full band or anything. He's like, well, why don't you play acoustic? And I was like, I don't even know why I never thought of that being a possibility. But I went ahead and said, okay, let's do this. So it's different for me because obviously it's going to be taking everything away as far as like effects and all the loud noise, but I'm actually really looking forward to that because maybe I'll be able to hear myself for once. I mean, that gets a little frustrating sometimes, but it's just going to be like a naked performance to me. I'm looking forward to actually being able to showcase just the natural state of things. I mean, we're playing the same music that we played as a metal band, but it's just going to be really stripped down. And you know, I've always loved MTV Unplugged, and that was probably some of the best performances I ever saw from a lot of heavy bands like Pearl Jam and Nirvana was doing something like that, so I jumped at the opportunity.
There's a certain energy when you're playing with a heavy band mm-hmm. that you've got to convey.
Yes.
Does that ever get exhausting?
let's just say that I have a disc in my neck that for some reason just likes to catch on occasion, and I can't, like, I'll be in the middle of a conversation, go to turn my head, and all of a sudden, it just gets stuck, you know? But, yeah, it is pretty exhausting. You have to keep the energy really high. And I know at all of our shows, for the most part, there was a lot of, you know, mosh pits and a lot of people crowd surfing and those types of things. But that's also something, you know, I'm kind of looking forward to being able to just relax and not to be so worried about putting on a performance or putting on, you know, painting our faces and that kind of thing, because, yes, we did do that. But this is just going to be more personal, really close and intimate, and I love that. So
how did you get involved in heavy music in the first place? Was this something that you always, I mean, for me, it was like I came out of the womb and started listening to Kiss right away. So,
you know, it was completely an accident. My whole family is musicians. All of my uncles, they're all percussionists. They play drums or they play cumbia music. And I mean, I'm part Mexican, so I have a lot of Spanish music in my background. So naturally, I was supposed to do R&B or do, you know, Spanish music. And I just wasn't really into that. But I would say when I started out, it started out, you know, my first things that I ever sang was a Michael Jackson song, Who's Loving You. But I just never really was like passionate about that. You know, I knew I could sing because everybody told me I could, but I just didn't like love it. I didn't have to do it. I didn't have to perform it. But one time I went to a garage sale and bought a box of tapes and happened to find an Aerosmith tape in there. I was like, I don't know what this is, but it looks interesting. So I stuck it in and the first song that I played on there was Janie's Got a Gun. And as soon as I heard those harmonies in the very beginning, that humming, I was just like, whoa, I don't know what that is, but I feel like I need to do that. So I just started listening to more and more and more of it, found an opportunity to start, and I've done probably three or four bands, and they've each gotten progressively harder. Selfish, you call me, you don't remember my name. How can you fold me? You know you're the one to blame.
So tell me about this bill that you're going to play, which you've got Dusty Grant and mm-hmm. Sloan Moon. So do you have pretty deep ties with those two?
Sloan Moon, I'm pretty new to. Dusty, I've been friends with for a while. We used to put on shows together called Metal Meltdowns, where we would bring in out-of-town bands and do shows with them and do, like, swaps and that kind of thing and just try to get their foot in the door up here, because it's not always that easy getting your foot in the door in another city or state. But Dusty Grant and me have pretty close ties. We wrote together, did some writing. He's the one that I was telling you about that released an album, or is working on releasing an album. He keeps releasing singles, and he just did a video called All Crashed Down. he's going to be playing. His music is very, you know, he used to be metal, so his music's really emotional, but this is a completely different side of him, to where he's not screaming. You know, he's actually singing. He's come a long way since I met him as far as his singing capabilities. And he just started playing guitar, like, maybe a year or two ago. So he's come a long way. I'm really proud of him. Slow Moon, I just ran into them at a show. That was kind of coincidental. He knows them more so than I do. But I went and saw a show with them. Not with them, but of them. And I was really impressed with them. I really love the lead singer's voice. He's just so retro, and I love that sound. He's just got a really good texture to his voice, and it's not like he's trying really hard, and he doesn't really have to, but he's just got this thing about his voice that just makes me feel like I want to drive, you know, a 50s Cadillac. So I'm looking forward to hearing his acoustic stuff, because the show that I saw was at Barleycorn's, and it was really good. It gets a little loud in there sometimes, so I'm really looking forward to hearing him strip down as well.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.